Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And today's quote is, it's a meme I've seen multiple times, but it's me right now.
Okay.
My mind is like my web browser. 19 tabs are open, 3 are frozen, and I have no idea where the music is coming from.
Like, that really is how my computer is.
Oh, same. Mm-hmm. I had to restart mine the other day because it had had enough, I think. And I'm like, what is wrong with it? And then I looked at all the different things I had open, and it was a lot.
I get a fear that if I close out of like a document or something I'm working on that it won't save, even if I saved it. So I have everything that I might be working on within a month open.
At least you have a valid reason for keeping it open, because I don't, okay. I trust that it's saved. I just want to keep it open for easy access.
Okay.
You know, which, speaking of things on my computer, something I left open was in one of my 3 Gmail tabs that are open right now. Along with multiple other docs. But Lisa Haim, our friend Lisa, she has a podcast called Truthiest Life. She started Out Way with me, and she sends out a newsletter, and I love them so much. And I want to read what she wrote, because I think this is sort of a bonus quote, but it's a quick little newsletter that's such an encouragement. She said, "This morning I noticed that I was really happy. Not because of anything super positive going on, but just a general feeling of gratitude and excitedness as I got that first whiff of spring. I really, really, really soak up these moments of happiness over nothing, because for a long time, I only knew happiness in the form of really high highs. Simple joys were not something I knew how to spot, let alone savor. I took inventory of why I felt content and realized that since leaving the hospital with my daughter nearly 2 months ago, something inside of me shifted and stayed. I left that hellhole different, forking the noise, clear on my priorities, and detached from a lot of the mental garbage that was previously weighing me down. I simply do not give a crap about a lot of things that I gave a crap about before. I've changed my life a lot. You may or may not notice, but my heart definitely does. I'm fulfilled. This is enough. While this may not be my season of huge professional growth in the way that I wanted, it is my sacred season of mothering and serving from a place deep within my soul. And wow, that is liberating." This email is perfection. Mm-hmm. And I love that she's able to find the simple joy and just Cliff's Notes version, because she did post about it. It's not private, but her daughter ended up having some major medical issues and they had to go to the hospital, and it was very scary. Like, they thought they could lose her. And luckily they were finally able to leave, but that's why she called it a hellhole. And then finally, when she left from there, she left changed and she hasn't reverted back. And I just thought that's such a good well, it's something had to happen for her to kind of wake up and have that. And we don't all have that. And not, I don't want any of us to all have to go through our own hellholes. But at the same time, it's back to that question of what does this make possible? And for her, it opened the door to simple pleasures. And it doesn't have to be a high, high. Like she's genuinely waking up happy and soaking up the day. And I just thought it was a real encouragement.
It's nice to hear those stories because you're right. Like, I don't want everybody to have to go through that to then have the same realization that she had. Like, I like being able to see it through somebody else just because I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But what she's saying is she realized that how good her life actually is absent from those huge, big accomplishments. And like when she's just sitting with her family, she's like, oh my gosh, this is nice. That is just, yeah, that is nice.
Being here with you right now, this is nice.
You watching me build a cabinet downstairs, that was nice.
Yeah. Yes. Kat has been working on a cabinet assembly for how many hours today?
I think that took 3 hours.
It's a cute cabinet.
It is really cute. And there was 25 steps.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
you. Do you talk about how you're on Adderall? I don't know. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Well, no, but I don't think it matters.
I think you have before. Oh, okay. I mean, I'm just saying it's not a secret.
No, it's not a secret.
Okay. Because I am going to give you props.
Okay.
Because there's an Adderall shortage, apparently, according to Kat, at which grocery store?
Publix.
Not all, like other stores have it, but for whatever reason, Publix, and that's where she gets her prescription filled. So I get here and she's like, I haven't had Adderall in days. And I watched you assemble that and you worked on that and you focused and you did it and it was you.
I got to take a little break for, you know, some friend time. I probably took a couple pauses in between, but I had been looking at that cabinet for weeks. Maybe that was what the motivation really was, that I just need to get this done. But yeah, there's an Adderall shortage. So if you can't get your medication, I feel you. I almost cried in Publix yesterday, but I held it together.
Over the medication or the avocado?
The avocado was today. The medication yesterday, because when they looked at me, they're like, oh, we can't fill this. And I was like today, or can I come back in an hour? And they're like, oh no, we can't fill this. And I said, can you tell me when you can? And they're like, no, it could be months. And then I started to feel like, what am I going to do? So I started calling other Publix and they all were kind of rude because I imagine everybody's calling them right now. Because it's not just me that it's affecting. So imagine they're getting hundreds of calls and they were just like, no, we don't know when we're going to get it. We can't help you. Good luck. And so I was like, okay, it's going to be okay. And it might be a little difficult.
Well, it's kind of reminding me of how last week, you know, how I self-prescribed.
Yourself.
And here's the thing. I have a prescription to my Wellbutrin. And for the first time ever, too, actually, side note about that, I had to do like a telemed for something else that I was doing. I was doing like an IV drip, and they have to hook you up with a nurse to make sure that you're like good to go. And they pull me in this quiet room and they sit me down and they're like, last time you were here, you were not on Wellbutrin, or is it? Can you tell us why you're taking this? And I said, I think depression.
So, it's not funny, but.
And she's like, okay.
I don't really know how to answer that.
I didn't want to ask you out in the thing because, you know, I never know what's going on. And I guess they know that potentially it can be an ADHD medication, by the way, but that's not what I'm taking it for. So anyway, all this to say, I've been on 150 milligrams for a few months. Mm-hmm. And I had Googled that after a few months.
Disclaimer that she's about to tell a story of what
this.
You should not do.
No, I am actually telling, and you're not going to want to do it after I tell you. Not proud of myself. Don't arrest me.
I don't think you could get arrested.
Or flag me. I don't know. Could they flag me in the pharmacy?
No, you're prescribed this medication.
Okay. But I mishandled it.
And you learned a lesson.
You know, I didn't wake up necessarily feeling like Lisa, you know? I wasn't like, oh, life is so great. So I thought, you know, I wonder if I should increase to 300 milligrams because online it said a lot of people do. You start at the lowest dose, which is what I'm on, and then you go from there. And so I thought, okay, this is fine. I'm going to test this out today. See what's up. It was a Monday.
A work day.
Worst day ever. In fact, I was in a work meeting on Monday afternoon with Fazio, who we both work closely with, and she's going to be the executive producer of the live show in Nashville coming up. Like, so we have a lot that we're working on. And we just called the meeting. She's like, let's meet tomorrow. And I was like, good idea. Like, I felt horrible. Yeah. It did the opposite.
Yeah.
But so, like, how come some people can take the 300? I mean, I guess that's just not for me. It's fine. It's not for me to understand. It just
also depends. That stuff, I'm not a pharmacist. I'm also not a psychiatrist or anything like that. But the dosages depend on you, your makeup, what other medications you might be on, your own genetics, but also like your height, if you're a female, if you're a male. And so the next time, if you want to do that, what might you do before you do that?
I know.
Everybody knows.
I know. I don't want y'all to think that I take this lightly at all whatsoever. I just already think of like the one negative or two or three or five that I'm notes that I'm going to get from people. Mm. I can't believe you would talk about this. No, I'm telling you a real story that I thought about. And there are people out there that are like me. And we may Google and think, oh, this should be okay. I'm going to try this. But now I'm telling you don't. Because, yes, it was horrible. It didn't work. I won't ever do it again. 150 is the sweet spot for me.
And that might change
all good.
Eventually. But
or I might not even, or I might need 0 milligrams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd be no pills. But that's okay. And Lisa's been very honest too throughout different seasons and needing certain medications for specific times in her life. And so she didn't reference it here, but I think she's just in a really amazing, beautiful mm-hmm. place. And whether we get there naturally or we get there with assistance, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I will say that a lot of people, just from a therapist perspective, I have a lot of clients who, if you're prescribed a medication, you don't really know or you don't think it's that big of a deal to like skip a day or like I refilled it late or like I skipped this day so then I just doubled it the next day. You don't really realize what the implications are. So I'm glad that you said this because a lot of people do that stuff all the time and a client will come in and be like, yeah, I haven't had my medication in a week. And then they'll tell me the story about how all this stuff was going haywire and they either couldn't sleep or they're sleeping too much or their depression was this. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if that might have had anything to do with the fact that you might have changed your medication. Or people think, I feel better, I don't have to take it anymore. And then they stop and maybe they could have tapered down. But when you just stop, that's no bueno.
Right.
Which is how I feel with the Adderall.
The other day I had my colonoscopy and I didn't take, I couldn't have anything to drink the morning of. And so for the first time in forever, I didn't have anything that I take and I could
eat. Because you can't eat either.
If you absolutely needed it, like if it's a life-saving medication that you have to have, then you could take a tiny sip of water with it.
You couldn't drink a sip of water?
No. Right, so a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. So my procedure was at 8 a.m., which I would say, hands down, if you're going to get a colonoscopy, book it first thing in the morning if you can, because you can prep the day before and then you get to go to the hospital. They'll knock you out. Next thing you know, they're like, countdown, 10, 9, 8, you know, and they're putting the anesthesiologist is putting the juice in your arm or whatever. And I don't even remember. I was like, oh, I'm going to try to fight this. I'm going to stay awake. I'm going to stay awake. And the next thing you know, I'm just totally
gone.
Well, I mean, I'm waking up.
Yeah.
They're like, hello. Hey, how you feeling, Amy? My nurse was so nice. I loved her. Her name was Savannah. And I was like, I'm feeling good. And she said, do you remember the joke you told me? And I was like, oh, God. Because, you know, of course, before I went in, I was looking up colonoscopy jokes online. Speaking of Googling things. And I guess I had multiple in my back pocket, but the one I decided to go with was, did you hear? Well, at first I looked at her and I was like, oh, God. I was like, which one? And she said, about the golfer. And I was like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And did you hear about the golfer that opened a colonoscopy clinic?
I didn't hear about him, no.
Oh, he does 18 holes a day. So anyway, book your colonoscopy appointment in the morning. Oh, which this also makes me think, I was just thinking how Houston is probably editing this and being like, what's wrong with these girls? But Houston, on the day, my Wellbutrin day, that I took 300 milligrams.
Yeah, what happened?
He sent Elizabeth a note, Fazio, and said, is Amy okay?
No.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because I was doing, like, I just wasn't all with it. It was Monday night.
Why didn't I realize anything was wrong?
Well, I was communicating. I don't know. I don't. Maybe we didn't talk that day. But I was messaging Houston saying, I can't find the link to the fit thing. It's not loading on my podcast app. And I need to send it to someone. Because I needed to send someone the link. Because I knew what we had talked about. And I wanted to share it with someone. And it's Monday night. And I'm like, I keep refreshing my podcast and it's not there. And he said, Amy, I just got everything. Like, it's Monday. It loads at midnight tonight. So for Tuesday. And I was like, oh, I thought it was Tuesday. Well, because I mean, I'd been working on title and description and I'd done all that stuff. But that's what I do on Mondays. It was Monday. But that was just one example of some of my behavior that just wasn't, I wasn't all there.
You weren't being yourself, yeah.
Like, I could drive, but I wasn't out, but I just was tired and not
thinking clearly.
Yep. Which I struggle with thinking clearly on the daily. But this was, I've never done that before.
Yeah.
I know of the days that things happen.
Houston's like, do we need to send an SOS?
No, I literally was like,
actually, that's really kind of Houston.
Yes. And Fozzie is the one that told me about it. He didn't. He's like, yeah. She's like, Houston hit me up and said, is Amy okay?
And you're like, no, we had to cancel our meeting.
And I'm like, oh, thoughtful. So all this to say,
consult your doctor.
Don't do things unless you have a colonoscopy appointment and you might need to not take your meds. Mm-hmm. And then just get right back on track the next day. And then don't increase your dosage and don't tell my person I did that. I hope she doesn't listen to this. My psychiatrist.
You think I would do that?
Well, I guess you can't, because technically you don't know that I go to her.
Well, I can know that you go to her. She can't acknowledge that you go to her.
Oh, I don't understand this HIPAA. Is it HIPAA?
It is HIPAA. Yeah, I love when people get that confused. I can know anything that somebody tells me, but I cannot divulge any of my clients' information.
Okay, so if you were to go to her and say, hey, I heard
I'm
Amy.
I'm worried about Amy. She can't acknowledge that she knows you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's she going to do about it?
Well, she might be like, oh, I cannot confirm or deny that I know her. And then she might text you and be like, hey, I've heard some information, or email you. Do you want to come in for a session?
From an anonymous source?
She could even say it's from me. Oh. I'm not her client.
Okay.
She just can't tell me, oh, thanks for telling me. She would just say, I can neither confirm or deny that I know who that is.
Okay, got it. Do you know the results of my colonoscopy?
Oh my gosh, tell me.
A plus anal.
Do you get that immediately?
Yeah, the doctor comes and sits down and she says, hey, I just wanted to let you know everything looks good. Checked for anal cancer twice. I don't know what that double checked. She just, you know,
drove
down that street a couple times and with her binoculars, checked things out. The camera's like the size of your finger, my finger. Like, not
that is going
like a man's finger side, might be
inside
bad.
A camera is going in your body.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the gynecologist,
but that's not
you
my
just went.
Hole. I did
just
go.
Went. Yeah. Yes. No. My gynecologist sticks. Wait,
she sticks her whole finger up there.
Up the butt.
No. No.
Yes.
What? I don't think she did. I would have felt that.
Are you sure?
What?
Yes. No. Or does she just do that to me because of my family history?
Should I email my gynecologist and say, why didn't you stick your finger in
my Okay, and so...
Wait a second. Is that normal? I've never had that. But she sticks her finger inside of your cervix or whatever
obviously.
Is that your cervix or your uterus?
I don't. It's the vagina hole. I don't know. She's going in there to, yeah.
You put your whole hand in there.
But that's all I know, but I wonder if it's because...
It has to be.
Since 2012, that's been my family history. So that's when my mom was diagnosed with anal cancer. And then,
so when you were younger, when you went to the gynecologist, did they put the finger up?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't know. I was always the worst at going. I would go years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, I went.
Children, don't listen to us on this. Like, we have to go. Like, now I go yearly because I'm turning 42 this weekend. I got to be as proactive as possible.
Well, there's so many stories where people, of course, like, you never think it's going to be you. And so you're like, oh, la, 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 I'll just go. I'll skip my appointment. But then, like, that could be you that something happens. So I'm committed now. Now that I found a new doctor and I like her, I will go regularly. It was finding a new doctor I felt comfortable with that kept me from going. You know, it's vulnerable. They might stick a finger up your butt.
Yeah, as they should. I posted a little video that I took of my little colonoscopy experience. I mean, it doesn't show that because I was obviously passed out, but just thought I would throw it up as, like, I don't know, who knows, maybe somebody might need to see it or share it with, like, hey, go do this. Like, if you've been looking for a sign to book that appointment, then go, because I know as well as anybody what it's like to just want to put stuff off. And someone sent me a DM and said that their friend recently booked a proactive appointment, didn't have any symptoms at all whatsoever, and they found cancer. And because they got it early, it's preventable.
Oh. Or treatable.
Or treatable, sorry. Yeah. It's preventable if you go early and detect it, and then it's treatable. So that's a pretty wild story and, like, a huge testament to being...
That was a colonoscopy?
Proactive colonoscopy.
So, but I don't need one yet, do I? Or should I go?
No, you don't. If you don't have any family history because you're in your young 30s, I would say, I don't know if it's 40 or 50 for women and men. Somewhere in the 40 and 50 range, you start to go more regularly. And I think it might be every 5 years or so once you hit that age. But
you're
for
going
me...
Every year.
My OBGYN was saying every year, but then the doctor, when she sat down, she goes, everything looks good to me, so I'm going to go ahead and say every 3 years for you right now, but if you see symptoms, get in here.
What's a symptom?
Blood.
Oh.
I don't know.
Constipation?
That's the only one I could think of. Oh. I should probably look up what else I need to be looking for.
You should have said, okay, what should I look out for?
Well, I feel like I'll just, if anything's irregular or feels, I pay attention to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
which
was your mom's cancer. Did she, was it found at a regular checkup
or she, no, symptoms? She had symptoms.
Oh,
so she was not proactive. Mm. Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for her. I don't know how proactive she was. I don't know how regularly she booked appointments, but it's not, it wasn't just her being like, oh, here's my, I'm 63.
Yeah.
I should book an appointment. She had symptoms, got worried, booked a colonoscopy, and that's where they found it.
My gosh.
And then it spread, and we thought it was gone, but it had to stay gone for 5 years for her to mm-hmm. really be in remission. And it came back, and it was in her liver, and then like her lungs, and then her skin. It was like epidermis cancer, I don't know, but just spreading.
In other parts
and
of
then
her
that
body.
Was the crazy part, was seeing, because then once it hit her skin, it grew on the outside, which is
really?
Crazy. Mm-hmm. And like I saw it. Well, since we're talking about OBGYN sticking their fingers up your butts, might as well say here, which I've talked about it a little bit before, but some people think my mom had breast cancer, which she did not. I think this is just maybe a common assumption.
Yeah, because you probably didn't say.
Well, yeah, because my mom didn't like that she had anal cancer, which I would say no shame in that. Who cares
yeah.
what you have? Go get the colonoscopy, embrace whatever cancer it is you have and scream it from the rooftops because you're going to help mm-hmm. encourage somebody else. And you don't want anybody else to feel shame about it. But I mean, I get it. She just really wanted it to be colon or rectal, at least. And the doctor was like, no, it's anal. They're all different. And you have anal. She's like, awesome. And, you know, there's no fun runs for that. Breast cancer,
oh,
there's
yeah.
like fun runs and pink ribbons. And so we used to joke, like, should we do a fun run? And like, we'll all wear brown.
Wait, yes, you should.
Yeah, we didn't do that. But she would say, I have what Farrah Fawcett had, because Farrah Fawcett had anal cancer. And Farrah Fawcett was Charlie's Angel. So she's like...
Did she talk she about died. That?
Yeah, she did a whole documentary.
Oh.
It's interesting. You could check it out. I remember when my mom had it, I would Google and try to learn and watch things. And it's just not that common,
yeah.
which I don't know the stats. So, but it's just not one that you hear about a lot. But the cancer was growing on the outside of her vagina.
Like bumps? Like mm-hmm. Is that what it looked like? Just like skin, like extra
yeah,
skin?
Yeah, it was fascinating because, you know, when you see a tumor on a scan, it just looks like a
blob.
And they don't even know. They're like, well, that looks like it could be something. I don't know, until we go in and test it. But you don't have a visual of just how crazy
what
it
is. What is cancer? Yeah.
Yeah, and like how it just completely starts to multiply and take over, because that's what was happening. So it started off the size of my pinky nail right here, and then it grew to like...
What?
Massive. Yeah.
And you can't just cut it off.
No, at this point, there was nothing they could do.
That sounds so uncomfortable too.
It was, but she would still walk places. And I felt like if I was walking, I would be like, hey, slow down. I have a tumor growing out of my vagina right now, and it's rubbing and it hurts. Or I would wear a sign that's like, high five me, I'm walking right now with a tumor coming out of my legs, you know? But she didn't. She didn't yeah. ever say anything, and she just carried on. But then towards the end of life, you know, we were her caregivers, and that's just a visual that
yeah.
I don't ever lose sight of. And it was very, very interesting to see, because you see just how...
Does it look like
disastrous
just skin, though? Or like, is it like a big mole? Or is there...
Yeah, and multiplying, yeah. And growing, and growing, and growing, and growing. But then that's what's happening on the inside when you see...
Yeah,
like,
but you don't see...
But you
yeah,
just don't just, see yeah. it. So it was fascinating in a way that we got to see that. And gosh, that makes me think of hospice nurses, too, and just... They are just the most precious people in the world, how caring they are, which I'm going to my aunt's funeral this weekend. Mm-hmm. Wow, this took a turn real quick. She's now in heaven with my mom, but I'm flying to Austin on Thursday and her funeral's on my birthday, which
nice,
is cool because yeah. I'll get to see family on my birthday and I wasn't planning on that, and that will be fun. And then we're going to come back to Nashville, or I will. And my cousin, Amanda, she's actually going to come a few days after that and then come hang out in Nashville for a week just to get a break, because she was her mom's primary yeah. caregiver. And she's going to come to the live.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be a
yeah.
lot of fun. And why don't we go ahead and end on you telling that avocado story? Because I feel like we need to end on a high. Right, so a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. you might be in that position right now. And that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. So you may have caught this earlier in the episode. Kat was saying something about being at Publix, almost crying, and it was over her medication. But I said, well, was it because of the Adderall or the avocado? And then she said the Adderall. And then we went all the way down that rabbit hole. And then here we are back now, and we're going to talk about the avocado.
So yeah, if you were sitting there wondering this whole time if I was ever going to talk about the avocado.
Because I'm sure you were.
Yeah. I went to Publix for groceries, as I do, and they have you ever had a Pub Sub?
No.
Okay. So apparently everybody's obsessed with them. And Patrick has been obsessed with them, my boyfriend. And so finally one day I had one. They're so good. It's like the best sub sandwich you can get. And it's like fresh. They get the stuff from the grocery store, you know? It's like, what better way to have a sandwich than fresh from the grocery store? Anyway, so I go to get a sandwich and I ask for avocado on it. And normally it's not that big of a deal. And she starts to put guacamole on it. And I said, no. If you don't have avocado, that's fine. I was thinking, I'll just put it on when I get home. And she said, okay. And then the other lady said, you have to get a avocado from the produce section. She comes back with an avocado and Patrick looks at me and he's like, that is the most non-ripe avocado I've ever seen. And it was like hard as a rock. So I didn't know what to say. Like, would you say like, oh, I don't think that's a good one? Like, would you have said something?
I don't think so.
Right. So I just was like, well, let's just let her do it.
Yeah.
And I'll take it off when I get home because I knew it was going to be hard. So she's sitting there for maybe 5 to 7 minutes trying to cut this avocado. Like, I'm not exaggerating. And like everything in me wanted to be like, it's not ripe. I can go get another one if you want. But I didn't. She asked for help from her manager. And the manager's like, oh, it's not ripe. Do you know how to peel? This had to be this person's first day. And she said, no, I don't know how to peel. And Patrick looked at me and he said, they're not going to peel the avocado. And I said, just let them do it. So the woman takes like a peeling knife and peels all of the skin off of the avocado.
Like a potato. Yes.
And we're just sitting there, like we're standing there. Also, the line's getting very long behind us. And we're just watching this happen. And Patrick was like, she's going to put that on your sandwich now? Like, just let them do it. And it was one of those things where you just wanted to be like, thank you so much for doing it. Because she worked so hard to get me this avocado. And then I just threw it away. But if you are wondering, if you can't open an avocado, if you're, you know, cutting it around, you're trying to pull it open, if you can't open it, that means it's not ripe. And you should just put that down and get a different one, or just skip the avocado.
You know, up by the little, what's that part? This
deli?
No, in the, on the avocado where the, where it's
the seed?
What's it called?
The top?
The, yeah, the top.
But it's called.
No. It is called something like,
well, you know where that little like thing is at the top? I think that's.
Yeah, like where it was stuck to the tree. The stem. Thank you. Good gosh. Remember, I have 19 browsers open in my brain right now, and like none of them are working. Gosh, what's wrong with me?
Are you about to give us an avocado trick?
Yeah. Oh. Well, this is what I do when I'm at the store. So right around the stem area, you can press it. And if it feels soft around that area, then it's good to go.
Oh, I just squeezed the whole thing.
Oh.
One time
well,
I told.
Good for you. I don't know why. I don't. You keep talking. I'm Googling this.
Well, one time I told
on
my.
On one of my browsers.
Just open another one. One time my sister, I had just taught her how to make guacamole or something like that. And I asked her to go get avocados from the store. And she said, how do you know if they're ripe? And I said, well, if you put one on the ground and you spin it around, like you twist it, like you would like a little spinner. I said, if it spins three times and stops, that means it's ripe. But if it keeps spinning, that means it's not ripe. And she believed me.
People often ask under this, how can you tell if an avocado is ripe without squeezing it? The key is checking under the nubby stem for a sneak peek as to what's going on under the skin. You can just like squeeze that part, that way you don't have to squish the whole avocado and maybe risk.
That is actually really helpful. It's not that I didn't believe you. I just was like, oh, I've always squeezed the avocado. That makes me feel better, because then I'm not ruining it.
I love that they call it the nubby stem for a sneak peek. They say here you can also pull back the small stem or the cap at the top of the avocado, that stem part. If it comes away easily and you find green or yellow underneath, you've scored a good avocado. It's ripe and ready to eat.
And then you know what? Can we email this to Publix Deli?
Wow. There's a whole blog that says, don't squeeze the avocados. Okay. That's from Iowa State University.
So they must be right.
Oh, there's another frequently asked question. How do you ripen avocados in 10 minutes? The original tip recommends completely wrapping an avocado with tinfoil, then placing it in a baking dish and transferring it to a 200-degree Fahrenheit oven for 10 minutes until it softens. What?
Whoa, I thought you put it in a brown paper bag and put it in like a closet.
But that's not going to be 10 minutes. That would
take a day?
Yeah. And I think if you put bananas in there with it too.
It makes it.
Or maybe that ripens the bananas. I don't know.
That's helpful, because sometimes you like need to make guacamole and all the avocados are hard.
Or you want an avocado on your sandwich, on your...
I should have been like, wrap that in tinfoil, put it in the oven, I'll come back in 10 minutes.
You want it on your pub sub. Okay, well, hope y'all are having the day that you need to have. This episode was fun. Kat's actually going to join me on Thursday for at least the first thing. So we'll be talking on Thursday about some stuff. And thank you for joining me on Four Things. You're not ever really on Four Things. You're normally on the fifth thing and sometimes outweigh. But you haven't done Four Things in a
while. Time. Yeah. It's exciting.
Are you excited?
You guys better subscribe so you don't miss it.
Like and subscribe.
Rate, review, comment, subscribe, share.
Yeah. And if you had feedback, I don't say constructive criticism anymore.
Why?
Because criticism is negative.
Oh.
Even though it's constructive, it's still a negative word. Mm. And I did a whole episode on using positive language instead of negative language, and you should see me at home trying to speak this way, because I see it working with my son, and I was doing this with him before the episode, but sometimes it's so hard to come up with a way to say what you're going to say positively without saying words like no and don't, but where there's a will, there's a way.
And you find the way?
It just takes me a lot longer to communicate. And he's staring at me, waiting for the words.
Might help you just talk slower and say what you mean, you know, versus...
Well, that's what I'm going to tell him.
I'm just trying to say what I mean.
I'm just trying to say what I mean, buddy.
And not say it mean.
You'd be surprised how many negative words you use if you really stop to think about it, because, and you're not meaning to, they don't mean, they're actually negative words that you're using them sometimes for something positive, mm-hmm. right? Constructive criticism.
Yeah. As so we're just doing feedback.
So you can say feedback.
Yeah.
Like if someone says, hey, yeah, thanks for doing that for me. And you say, no problem. Well, you're saying no. Your brain has a negative bias. So it's
just
what
do you say?
Hearing,
you're welcome?
Yeah, you're welcome. Or you say like, hey, how are you today? Couldn't be better. Well, don't say couldn't, because it doesn't recognize
it. Could be better?
I'm amazing. Or I feel great. I'm good. Or could you do that for me? That's another area where you could say, oh yeah, I'll do that. No problem. And you could just say, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yes.
Unless I wouldn't love to.
Then don't say it.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I'll say
what
yes.
you mean. Say what you mean, mean what you say.
Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
There you go.
Okay. Well, tune into the Four Thursday things. Episode.
Yeah. And if you have feedback, you don't have to put that in the iTunes review or iHeart or wherever you leave your review. You can email your feedback. Mm. FourThingsWithAmyBrown@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Have the day you need to have. I'm at Radio Amy. She's at Kat Defada, Kat.Defada. And then also at You Need Therapy Podcast. And her podcast is You Need Therapy. And it's awesome. And Couch Talks are my fave. Mm. But you have a lot of really good interviews and also solo episodes where you're really diving into stuff. And you still have your Four Horsemen thing going on mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. So last week we did criticism, which I talk all about criticism and really romantic partnerships and how they're different than complaints, how complaints can actually be really helpful. But I guess I'll redo it and talk about how we should really call complaints feedback.
Don't redo
just
it.
Just kidding.
And I'm not saying you have to take that episode. If you listen to it, I'm not saying there's... you have to speak that way all the time, but it's just being aware
yeah.
and trying to make sure you're using more positive language when you can.
Yeah. No, I think it probably has a lot of good stuff in it.
But if you can't, then don't. See? I
Gosh,
still speak negatively.
So negative.
I know. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com.